It's the Home Run with Lee Dixon. While attention has understandably been focused on the COVID pandemic and its impact on many sectors across the economy, one revitalised local industry is currently building towards significant milestones, the Australian space industry. With the Adelaide-based Australian Space Agency at its heart, it's thundering onwards and upwards all the way to the moon. From helping NASA to find water on the lunar surface to helping our farmers have greater intelligence at their fingertips, the Australian space industry is set to employ 20,000 people by the end of this decade and contribute billions of dollars to the nation's economy. As part of the special briefing series being run by Australia's leading science publication Cosmos, Professor Alan Duffy of the Royal Institution of Australia is hosting leading experts in a special live forum tomorrow to discuss exactly what's about to happen. Now, this event will be broadcast live at cosmosmagazine.com from 2:45 tomorrow afternoon, but I'm lucky enough to have Professor Alan Duffy with me right now. You may have seen him on Sunrise, ABC Breakfast, Stargazing Live. Mate, you always like to look up, don't you?
I'm an astro nerd. What can I say? Big space nut.
Rightio, this is going to be quite exciting. What does the Australian space sector currently look like?
It's got some huge players. We have all the big primes, you know, the Airbuses, the Boeings, the Lockheeds. We have a lot of exciting smaller companies, and in fact, one of our guests on the panel, Flavia Paternini, is the co-founder of Fleet Space. This is providing connectivity to devices, for millions now, of devices across Australia and indeed the world. And we also have startups, a rich, diverse ecosystem of people with great ideas and technologies who are creating these new companies. And we'll be joined by Dr. Alana Fain, the CSRO, who is a founder of one of those startups, Quasar. So really, just the two perfect people to speak about this exciting, growing space sector in Australia.
So what game-changing technologies are in the mix at the moment, and what are we about to send way up to the nether?
We have a combination of technologies. There's the new kinds of smaller yet incredibly powerful satellites, so-called CubeSats, that Fleet is putting up there. But we're also talking about new kinds of communications equipment that can essentially communicate to potentially hundreds of satellites all at once, rather than having to slowly point to one satellite after another, like we did with our Foxtel dishes of old. But now this Quasar has pioneered this technology that can speak to hundreds all at once. So, and this is a spin out from the astronomy research that Australia has led over decades. So those are just a couple. I'm really excited about the new kinds of material technologies that in carbon, titanium, that with the likes of Titomic, that can allow us to build cheaper, lighter, yet stronger kinds of satellite and rocketry. And we have one of the real standouts in the next couple of years everyone is watching is Gilmore Space Technology up in Queensland. They just raised $61 million in the Series C funding. They are perhaps our new SpaceX. This is the Elon Musk company that everyone loves to talk about. Soon we'll be talking perhaps about Gilmore.
How exciting. Now, Adelaide is home to the Australian Space Agency. What has made South Australia the place for space, and how do other states play a role?
It's been a relentless drive, both in the state government, supporting these kinds of companies. Also, the universities have been incredibly active. There's a huge defence presence there. And, well, South Australia was the home of Woomera, where the initial rocket launches occurred many decades ago. So they have the history, the legacy, and also the intent and hunger to drive new companies and opportunities. But I think the other states, we all have a role to play, and an exciting one where we've sharpened up what we offer to the space sector. The Bureau of Meteorology, for example, has headquartered the biggest user of space information for our weather each day. That's headquartered in Victoria. But we also, of course, you know, Tasmania itself has a great role with radar research, Antarctic research that integrates space as well, and many other players. So all the states have a role to play. It's just about sharpening what we offer and do better than anyone else. And we have an internationally competitive companies and ecosystem of space activities, because that's where the real dollars and value is competing on the global economic stage.
Yeah, wow. They're saying up to 20,000 jobs by 2030 and billions in revenue forecast. That must mean that there are plenty of opportunities to work in this spectrum.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the full gamut from rocket construction, satellite construction to launch. I've mentioned a few of those companies, to most importantly, what you get from space, the data you can capture, the images of the Earth and the signals you send for example, satellite navigation, which we use every day. So all of those kinds of what are called downstream opportunities are where a lot of the value will lie. A lot of those jobs will be in the people using the information from space. And I think that that's an exciting future for Australia, where we will be globally competitive and we will take a lot of that incoming billions of dollars, as you say. It's actually because we're trying to take our rightful share by the size of our GDP of the growing space economy that will be worth about $1 trillion into that decade. So that's what we want a sliver of. And at $12 billion, I think we're going to hit that pretty well.
Very good. One parting question. Will Australia and Australian companies be helping NASA in their pending return to the moon? And if so, how?
Yeah, absolutely. This is one of the most exciting things for me as a space nerd. We are a part of Artemis. That is NASA's planned return to the moon and beyond. We will help support the first woman's boots on the lunar soil. So this is incredibly exciting. The government has pledged $150 million. The federal government has pledged $150 million to support that. Lots of opportunities for Australian companies to be playing a role in that, from the surveying of the lunar land and what we do so well in terms of mineral assessments and mining, all the way to supporting through the communications equipment that we've done so well for decades, taking back the signals from the moon to NASA HQ. So in many different ways, it will be Australian companies supporting this return to the moon, and I hope we can all feel proud that we've played that role in seeing the first woman walk on the moon.
So exciting. Does that mean that we could possibly see the release of the movie The Dish 2?
I would love that. I would honestly love that, just to see another... Can we get Neil? Do you think we could get him back for that?
Surely he'd be. You are referring to Sam Neill, aren't you?
Sam Neill, not Neil. He'd come for that.
Worth a shot. Hey, thanks for your time this afternoon, Professor Alan Duffy. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
And you can be part of the Australian Space Industry Update live forum tomorrow afternoon from 2:45 at www.cosmosmagazine.com. This is The Home Run.